好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi everyone, welcome to Real and Relax. I'm Susan.
Hi, this is Elle.
Okay, now first let's review.
我们上次说了有关于 bone, 骨头的两个习语。The first one is to have a feeling in one's bones.
就是某人有一种感觉，好像什么事情要发生，但又说不出道理来。
这就是第六感了。Well, the second one is to have a bone to pick.
就是有理由的提出抱怨或者是争论。
嗯，我要跟你说一说怎么样。I have a bone to pick with you.
嗯 ，OK。上次我们还说一个，就是喜乐参半的感觉，就是有喜有悲。
It's a bittersweet feeling.
嗯 ，It's a bittersweet feeling. Do you remember?
Yes, 这个 bittersweet 用的蛮好。
这两个是连着的，中间也没有连字符 ，bittersweet.
Yes.
Okay, now let's start new ones.
我们上次说了 bone, 然后原来还说过 skin. 我们这次要说到的是 blood, 血液。
Okay, what's about blood?
Well, the first one, 听听这是什么意思 ,to make one's blood boil.
让你热血沸腾。
热血沸腾 almost, yes, 是怒发冲冠火冒三丈的意思。
不太一样哈。
Yes, to make one's blood boil, 血往上顶应该是那种感觉吧。Okay, it happened 3 years ago, but it still makes my blood boil every time I think about how my girlfriend ran out on me and married some other guy without even telling me goodbye.
就是我的女朋友抛弃了我去和别人结婚，甚至都没有跟我说声 goodbye. 虽然这件事已经过去三年了，但是每当我想起她，我仍然是火冒三丈。
这就是。
所以 make one's blood boil.不是说让你热血沸腾的事，而是要让你很生气的事情。
Okay, yes.
这叫什么？容易得那个脑溢血的事。
Okay, similar, 但是感觉不一样哈，都是血的温度要升高。嗯，另一个呢，就是吃饭的时候去餐馆跟服务员吵架。也比较 make you blood boil. I went to a Chinese restaurant last week with a friend. The waitress was so rude. We ended up yelling at each other. Then she refused to serve us. It still makes my blood boil just to think about it.
上个星期我和一个朋友去一家中国餐馆吃饭，那个服务员态度非常坏，结果我们就大吵了起来。后来他竟然不让我们在那儿吃饭了。我想起这件事，至今还在生气。
Make it one, 想想这句话，他是说我现在想起来还火冒三丈，怎么说呢？是
it makes my blood boil just to think about it.
想想就让我火冒三丈。OK, 这是 to make one's blood boil. 如果要是这是血热，就是生气嘛。The second one is to make one's blood run cold.
刚才是让血热，这次是让血冷下来。
都是用动词 make, 但是这次上面那个是 boil, 这个是 run cold,
变冷。
这就是说当一个人遇到生命危险的时候会害怕的发抖，然后比如说见鬼的时候或者是像鬼的东西的时候就非常冷，就那种感觉，就是叫做 to make one's blood run cold. 来举一个例子吧。
As I walked into this old haunted house, I heard...this terrible scream and my blood ran cold when I saw this figure in white rushing straight at me.
好恐怖。As we worked, 就是当人们都说这栋老房子里闹鬼，闹鬼这个动词用 haunted. 当我走进去的时候，我听到非常可怕的尖叫声 scream, 还看到一个穿白衣服的人直向我冲过来，真把我吓得魂儿都没有了。
This make my...blood
run cold, 这就是血变冷了。那其实这种就是害怕的这种感觉不一定非要见鬼，有的时候还可能譬如说遇到抢匪之类的。Well, this is a girl is telling her father what happened yesterday. Like, when I was walking toward my car in the parking lot, two men in the sky masks
suddenly appeared in front of me, guns in hand. I was so scared that my blood ran cold. But they left in a hurry when they saw a police car come in.
哇，好险！
这个女孩说，当我在停车场正往我的汽车那走的时候，两个男人戴着滑雪戴的面罩突然出现在我面前，手里还拿着枪。我真是吓得手脚冰凉，魂不附体了。不过当他们看到一辆警车开过来的时候，他们就匆忙的逃走了。
还好警车来得及时，所以这种情况下你也可能会 blood run cold.
Make your blood run cold.
Okay, so today there are two phrases that concern with blood. The first one is to make one's blood boil.
怒发冲冠，火冒三丈。
Well, second one is to make one's blood run cold.
遇到特别恐怖的状况，那就你会非常的害怕，
魂不附体。
That's make your blood run cold. Okay, now this is the first part.
Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，
登录 www.cooler.com
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
Now let's begin the second part. 就是如果你要遇到那么害怕的情况，肯定回去你不会兴高采烈，当然就是愁眉苦脸。
Yes.
那就是你为什么会愁眉苦脸？这句话应该怎么说？
You look so worried. What happened? 好像不一样啊。
哦，那是担心什么事情？
Yes.
就是你已经受到惊吓了。
嗯，愁眉苦脸应该怎么说？
我们经常会说看你拉长的脸。
对，美国人也这样讲，所以愁眉苦脸就应该叫做。
Why the long face?
Why the long face? 把脸拉那么长干嘛？ Why the long face?
这里面没有助动词，也没有be动词，
这
是一个特别口语的用法，直接 why 后面加个 long face 问号。
Why the long face?
为什么愁眉苦脸的？
然
后你可以对愁眉苦脸的人说 You look down.
You look down. 你看起来就向下。
跟这个情绪低落也还有很多相同的字眼，我们经常用的有
blue
或者是 moody
gloomy
啊，这就是情绪不太好的。
好，或者是 why so blue 也是你为什么这么忧郁 right?
Okay, now let somebody down 是指谁？是比如说 don't let me down,
别让我失望。Don't let your parents down, 别让你的父母失望哦。
That's good. 对闷闷不乐的人，如果你想劝说他，是 snap out of it.
Snap out of it 是鼓励人振作起来的意思。 Snap out of it.
如果还有人就是这么拉长脸干什么，还是高兴起来吧。
Cheer up.
就是
开心点。
Cheer up, 或者 be of good cheer.
要有一个好的情绪，或者是 perk up.
So let's have a listening.
Why the long face?
You forgot our anniversary again.
Snap out of it. I didn't forget. We're going to eat out at a fancy restaurant.
Really? I knew you wouldn't let me down, darling. Wow, 这是一个 husband 跟 wife, 对吧？
说你为什么不高兴？为什么拉长个脸？
这个 girl 说你又忘了我们的 anniversary, 结婚纪念日。
And snap out of it.
没有啦，开心点。Something like that.
We're going to eat out at a...
Fancy restaurant.
那可是高级的餐厅啊。
A French restaurant? Like that. Okay.
说我就知道你不会让我失望的。注意这里面我就知道，也就是我本来就知道。
I knew.
I knew you wouldn't let me down.
对，用之过去式。
Okay, why so blue? Oh, is anything the matter?
Yeah, I asked Betty out, but she turned me down.
Perp up.There are lots of pretty girls around.
就是男孩子之间对话了。你怎么看起来这么忧郁？
我约了那个女孩，结果她拒绝了我。
Turn me down. So, 我说振作一点。There are lots of pretty girls around.
这是我们说的
天涯何处无芳草。
我们经常说的天涯何处无芳草，何必非在某某地方找？本来数量就不多，何况质量又不好。Okay, now this is the second part.记住我们要说的是为什么拉长个脸，或为什么愁眉苦脸呢？
Why the long face?
Why the long face? 或者你看起来不开心哦。
You look down.
You look down. You look blue.
Or moody, 或者 gloomy, 都可以。
说别让我失望，或别让你的父母失望哦。
Don't let your parents down.
对，你可以劝他高兴点嘛。
Cheer up.
Cheer up. Very good. Snap out of it.
或者是 perk up, 都可以。
Okay, now that's the second part. Now, let's move on to the third part.
Story part.
这次我们来说一下 giants, 巨人
Giants, 巨人。
A giant is a creature of a human shape, but enormously big and strong.
这个巨人呢，就是有着人的形状，但是非常的大。
Well, 而且并且非常的沉重。There are many giants mentioned in the Bible.
圣经里会有许多地方提及巨人。
Races of giants are first spoken in the Genesis 6.
创世纪里提到巨人是在地上出现。
So one giant king ox of Bashan had a butt nearly 4 meters long.
在生命记里说巴山国王有一张床长近4米。
A glorious who was killed by David with a stone from a sling is the best known giant in the Bible.
撒母耳记上记载了大卫如何用投石计投出一颗石子杀死了圣经里最著名的巨人。
According to the Bible story, Goliath stood about 3 meters tall.
刚才说那个巨人哥利亚身高将近有3米。
The giant Greeks believed in a race of giants called Titans.
古希腊人相信有一族是叫提坦的巨人。
Who fought the gods?
他们是众神的敌人。
The Titans threw forests and mountains against Olympus.The home of gods and laughed at the lightning Zeus flung back at them.
他们将森林和山峦抛向众神的居所奥林匹亚，对宙斯抛回的闪电不顾一切。
太
牛了！宙斯都不理。
Okay, Homer in his Odyssey, right?
奥德修斯记。
Describes a cyclops, a member of a race of giants.With one eye in the middle of the forehead.
荷马在刚才说那本书里提到奥德修斯遇到独眼巨人库克劳普斯。
Giants appeared in fairy tales. For example, in the story Jack and the Beanstalk.
我们曾经说过巨人也在这个民间故事里，譬如说杰克与豆茎里出现。
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Jack stole a giant's wealth and killed him.
就是杰克偷了巨人的财产后杀了巨人。
Welsh giants are well known through the story of Jack and the giant killer.
威尔士也有民间故事，巨人杀手杰克。我就一到提到巨人的话 ，most of them are killer, right? 或者 murder 之类的。
因为可能 giant。我们
巨人他
定义就是 in the shape of a human being, but enormous big and strong.
但 enormous big and strong 毕竟就是 you know,
人们可能会是觉得他们的力量太强大。如果其实要做善事的话，那会人们做什么善事？愚公移山的时候可以用得到他们。
曾经有一个电影就是 question 这个，就是杰克和豆茎，就是说为什么杰克你把人家东西偷了，你还把人家杀了，
就是你拿东西走就好了吗？
对啊，然后当然说这个提坦，别忘了那个最著名的船叫做 Titanic 就是从提坦来的，就是说它是巨大的船。
Okay, 这里面还有我们要说的原来我们提到过为什么就是 Jack 要杀了把那个巨人杀掉之后拿东西跑了，就是我们说你为什么要图财害命，对不对？就那时候是跟殖民主义相关联系的。对吧？
如果要是 literature 的感觉就是这样，需要那样讲。Okay, that's all for today.
Okay, now we'll discuss later. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Bye.